Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Healthcare in Congress, which seems to sense that Obamacare is still a worthy fight on Capitol Hill. The law was passed in 2010. The Supreme Court basically affirmed it in 2012, but critics, unwilling to surrender, want to starve the act of funds to prevent its implementation. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid saying he would not vote for a continuing resolution that funds Obamacare, and 11 others have signed on to that letter. Now they say they'll bring yet another vote to the floor for repeal. Todd Zwillick, the Washington correspondent, welcome.
Hi, John.
How many repeal votes is this in the Senate?
Well, in the Senate, it's a few, but this week the House is going to take repeal vote or repeal-ish vote number 40.
Oh, my goodness. So Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz of Texas, in addition to Mike Lee, are really rolling the dice on this one. What have you heard?
Yeah, hand in glove, the House and the Senate here. What you're seeing, John, is a move from conservatives. Don't get confused to think this is Republican Party-wide. That's what we're going to talk about. There is a little bit of a war on. In fact, this is a skirmish in the broader war looking towards 2014, the war between the conservatives, the Tea Partiers, the insurgents, and the establishment Republicans. You mentioned Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, other conservatives in the Senate saying they're not going to vote for a continuing resolution. What does that mean? That means the government shuts down October 1st if Republicans and Democrats can't agree on a temporary spending bill. And right now, John, they are nowhere near an agreement. August is going to be very telling when members are off, because right now they are in different universes in terms of spending. And this is part of the problem. There's also a large group. This is even a more powerful group in the House putting pressure on John Boehner. No continuing resolution unless it defunds Obamacare. And of course, President Obama, why would he sign it, right?
Well, Senator Ted Cruz seems to be, you know, using the power of the House's intransigence on Obamacare as he confronts Harry Reid in the Senate. Listen to Ted Cruz.
I think the top priority of every elected official, Republican or Democrat, should be restoring economic growth. And nothing is hurting economic growth more than Obamacare. Look, there is bipartisan consensus. This bill isn't working.
Sounds like a campaign issue. What do other Republicans think about this?
Sure, it sounds like a campaign issue. And you're not going to be surprised hearing Ted Cruz say that. A lot of Republicans say that. Ted Cruz also admits he needs 41 Republicans and 218 in the House, and starting to admit he's probably not going to get there, largely because why? Listen to North Carolina Republican Richard Burr, who I talked to the other day. You could call him an establishment Republican, sure, and lots of senators agree with him about whether a confrontation, basically threatening to shut down the government over Obamacare, is a good idea.
No, I think it's the dumbest idea I've ever heard of.
Well, you were. why do you say that?
Listen, as long as Barack Obama's president, the Affordable Care Act is going to be law.
You know, on Sunnyvale, Todd, this is your beat. Is there, aside from the politics, is there any independent assessment that the implementation of Obamacare, October 1st is when the whole exchange program is going to start being implemented very differently in different states around the United States, is there any independent assessment that there are real economic problems with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act?
No, not with implementation, but Republicans aren't really looking so much at implementation. Politically, they are, because they know that implementation of a giant program is going to be a headache, and they're going to capitalize on those headaches. They also know that 5 years from now, or 4 years from now, or maybe three, once those benefits are in place, most people will have forgotten about the headaches and will be enjoying the benefits, just like they do with Medicare. They want to run on this in 2014 and run on the headaches that are implicit in this. And to be fair, a lot of Republicans just don't think this is a good idea. But Richard Burr is reminding Republicans there. You heard him say it's a dumb idea over a government shutdown. Here's his point. President Obama will never sign it. He's not going to undo his domestic agenda. At the end of the day, if you have a government shutdown, the public, of course, remember Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton, the public is going to blame somebody. They have to. Eventually, the government's going to reopen. And when it does, Obamacare will still be in place. And then what have you done?
And
that's his argument.
You can't run on reducing benefits once they're already established. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Pleasure, John.